4:30 in the morning and we're getting ready to go to the airport. Turkey is one of the places where you can get only certain cars on Uber. We ordered a taxi and it's already waiting here. Benefit of going early to the airport here is that there's almost no traffic, so this is probably the best time to actually go such a long distance in traffic. Just made it through the first security, now we're gonna go and check in, of course, and weigh on's luggage, and then hopefully we'll be on our way past security quickly so that we have a bit of time at the lounge to just relax and wait for our flights to board. Interesting, so here they have these self-backdrop machines where you can just scan your boarding pass and then check in your bag. So that's even faster than usually web check-in with backdrop. We're getting to the Turkish Airlines Starlines Gold Lounge. I've actually never been here, but I've heard many good things, so I'm excited to check it out. It's indeed a very nice lounge. Just had breakfast, also a good moment to catch up one-on-one with Boyan. And now I'm just checking when my flight is gonna board and how close it is to getting ready. And then I'm gonna head to my gate soon. I think that's one really cool feature of this lounge. There's a cinema with very comfortable chairs. I guess a lot of people just use it to sleep. There's a popcorn machine right in front of it, so you can get some popcorn when you go watch your movie. Oh, and it even has a golf simulator here. Pretty fun lounge, good place to spend a bit more time. Not that I would come back to just spend time here, but it's definitely one of the nicer fun lounges. There's also a piano back there. But I'm just looking for the restrooms and I can't find them. So I'll keep looking. Finally found them. This is a big lounge. All right, now it's time to head to my flight. I guess it's still early for me because I was trying to figure out where gate 203 was. So they have several signs, 212 till 230, so it's not there, and 211 till 205. So it takes you a while to realize they go from the high one to the low one for some reason. And then the one that I have to go with is 204 till 201, and for some reason I was just not reading that correctly. I wonder if that's something Turkish or just something that this airport does, that you start ranges on the higher end and then you have to dash and then the lower end. If someone knows, please let me know. I guess if it wasn't this early and I had more sleep, probably this would not have been a big challenge for me, but I literally just stood there for at least 30 seconds trying to figure out which way to go. Right, looks like a pretty much on time boarding. Not much more to say. Looking forward to getting some sleep on this flight. And so today I'm flying to Geneva to A, meet with our team in Neuchâtel, which is also in the French part of Switzerland. And then later tonight, Robert and I are giving a presentation about Definity at a hub or co-working space, I think, called Fusion. Even though I travel all over the world, I don't actually spend that much time in the French part of Switzerland, so I'm looking forward to meeting some people down there. With that, I'm back in Switzerland. Now it's all about getting the train quickly enough. I am headed to a company that supports us in Neuchâtel to talk to them about KYC. KYC stands for Know Your Customer. And what that means is when you're selling to someone a token, letting them be investors in your token, you need to know certain things about them, and this company is helping us do that. One of the biggest benefits of owning only so few things is definitely that I don't have to wait at the luggage belt or at the baggage claim. So now it took me from when we touched down, taking a bus to the terminal, going through immigration to here, less than 12 minutes. Alright, I've made it to Neuchâtel and now I am on the last stretch, making my way to Neuchâtel Serrière, where I'll meet with Robert to look at how gorgeous this is. It's a beautiful day. This is definitely a place where you can live. It's also right by the lake. Very nice. So we spent some time with Pitti, who is our KYC provider. A whole lot of interesting stuff about what it means to provide KYC and AML for crypto funds, and that providing source of funds and origin of funds can be a bit of a tricky story in crypto, especially if you care about privacy and you've transferred your funds from one place to another over time. So super interesting, and now we're on the way to Geneva, where we are going to talk at Fusion. We're going to give a high-level overview of Definity and a bit more of a deep dive by Robert on the consensus mechanism. We're back in Geneva, took the tram, and now we're headed to this fintech co-working slash incubator space. Cool. Well, first of all, thank you guys for coming. We're super excited. So that you guys know who you're talking to, my name is Cedric. Originally set up the Dfinity Foundation together with our founder, Dominic Williams, roughly 2 years ago now. And Robert is our researcher in Zurich. And we're both based out of Zurich. I travel a lot, as everyone in the space. So we're going to be covering a whole bunch of topics, everything from vision and general architecture of Dfinity to its governance mechanisms. And then Robert is also going to deep dive on some of our innovations.
We just finished our presentation of Dfinity here at Fusion. Pretty nice crowd, lots and lots of questions, which was great. Maybe it helped that we handed out t-shirts for everyone who had a question. And now we're going to have dinner with some of these guys and then probably head back to the hotel. What I'm taking away from myself is I do want to get better at presenting this high-level topic of what the internet computer is and the possibilities and opportunities that Dfinity will offer. I think some of it came across, but one thing that I realized is I need to do my own slides, so the slides that I presented today were probably like 50% inherited from stuff that we had. And it did work, but it did not work as good as if I go through the script myself and I come up with a logical order of stuff. But I think overall, a successful event. It was also fun. I'm looking forward to dinner now and diving deep on some of the topics that we touched, like governance systems. And then that's going to be it, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.